sir, what's going on? What's going on? King Judah 23 here. The Most High is coming for his 1/3. I'm gonna explain to you in a little bit what that means for you. What that means for the world. I just find it very, very interesting that we are not spiritually awakening yet. I am very, very surprised that what's going on in Maui and what's going on in California, what's going on in Canada, what's going on different parts of the world. You know, the aliens, they're showing themselves now. All this stuff is starting to come to pass and people are still not catching on. But they will. They will. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, here. King Judah 23 here. You can follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDAH23. Also, you can catch me on Facebook at Judah Life, JUDAHLYFE. You'll see a lion logo on the cover, and you can follow me there. So please, 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 we are definitely trying to expand. As a matter of fact, I got to make a phone call to this one individual. I was supposed to call him yesterday, but I was kind of busy yesterday. I was kind of a little tired, so didn't get just to call him, but I will be calling him today. So, plus I have other phone calls I gotta go make as well. I got another conference call, so I'll be definitely doing some phone calls today. But anyway, welcome here to the Judah Life Podcast. He coming for his 1/3. Yes, sir. He's coming for his 1/3. This is a scripture show. Of course, this is a scripture show. We're going to go off based off Malachi, okay? Malachi 1:3, all right? And I am going to go off of hold for 1 minute. I'm sorry. I apologize about that. I just had it. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Sometimes the computers be messing up, guys. But basically, we're going to be coming off Malachi 1:3. It talks about the Most High coming for his people here. Let's see if I can hit this right here real quick. Let's see. You see how Satan's trying to cause confusion already, but we're not gonna let him do that because we are already good. That's fine. I was trying to get the translated version where it says Yahweh, but I guess Satan says no, too much power in that, huh? It's too much power in the name Yahweh. And that's the God's truth. It's too much power in the name Yahweh. It's way, way, way too much power in the name Yahweh. But anyway, we're going to go off Malachi 1:3. All right. Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. He comes down and treads the heights of the earth. We're going to say that one more time for the people in the back. Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. So what's a dwelling? What's a dwelling place, huh? Let's break that down. If we could pull up the definition of dwelling. And so we have, and see, when your white scholars are trying to break something down, okay, they go from a man's place, okay? A dwelling is a home where someone lives. Houses, apartments, condos are all dwellings. So he's coming from his dwelling. Where is he coming from? He's coming from the Most High. He is coming from the Most High all the way up. He's coming from above. He comes from his home from above. Because Yahweh is the most perfect one, right? He's the only one that can really go all the way up and pass the sky, right? Because he is the only one that can do that. Not no NASA spaceship is going to go all the way up to the moon. That's a lie. We are in the dome. We're in the dome. But see, that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day, too. See, when we talk about flat earth. When we talk about the earth is flat, people talking about, oh, these guys are weirdos. These guys are crazy. These guys are cuckoo puffs. But then we show you that he's coming from his dwelling, right? Coming from his dwelling. So let's go here. So cardinal all dwellings. If you know to dwell means to live somewhere, then the meaning of dwelling won't be a surprise. It's a abode, domain, or home. So he is coming from above. He is coming from his home to come down here to cast judgment. Okay. So let's. Okay. So he's coming from a dwelling place. He comes down and trends on the heights of the earth. Okay. Let's go to do some cross references here. Let's go to Isaiah 26:21. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the inhabitants of the earth. Now, what did he mean by that? Okay, let's read that one more time. For behold, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the inhabitants of the earth. This place is filthy. All this homosexuality, all this child trafficking, all this, I slept with your man last night, I slept with your lady last night, all this disgusting, foul, disgusting things is going on in this earth. And so the Most High is coming out from his dwelling to punish the inhabitants of the earth. Yes, the people on the highway, the byway, sitting up there talking about, well, white folks gonna get this, white folks gonna get that, white folks gonna get, well, two-thirds of black folks gonna get the same punishment because two-thirds of black folks follow white folks. Come on, let's talk about it, okay? For behold, the Lord is coming out of his dwelling to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. This guy done saying, this place is filthy. All this child pedophilia, all this devil worshiping, all this stuff is going on here. The Most High has to come from his dwelling to come here to punish. He has to cast judgment. So the earth will reveal her bloodshed and no longer conceal her slain. Come on, man. Look at all this stuff, all this child trafficking here. Even with the whole situation with these celebrities, right? They were supposed to come out with a list talking about with Jeffrey Epstein. All these celebrities were supposed to be revealed. All Beyonce was supposed to be revealed. Oprah was supposed to be revealed. All this stuff, but they have continued to conceal her slain. They can continue to conceal the filthiness behind these celebrities. But see, eventually, when the Most High comes and he judges, they can no longer hide. Satan has to reveal. But before Satan is out of body, he's going to reveal it anyway. See, all these celebrities sitting up there talking about, I sold my soul, I sold this, I sold that. Satan will never, Lucy will never betray me, but Lucy only controls stuff here. See, you get what I'm saying? But see, when you go to the other side, guess what? He's laughing on the pot of gold, right? All right, let's go to Isaiah 64:1. If only you would ring the heavens and come down so the mountains will quake at your presence. Come on. When the Most High gets here, the mountains going to shake. Come on. The mountains will shake. The mountains will quake at your presence. That's why I say for you one-third, man, you sitting up there talking about, this person don't like me, that person don't like me. Who cares? Who cares who don't like you? Who cares that they can't stand you? Because you are a child of Yah. When you walk, the trees even shake. Come on, man. The trees will shake. I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back, because people are slow now, right? 85 to 90% of people are stupid, especially here in America, right? Beep, beep. The trees will shake when you come. Don't be worried about some damn celebrity. So don't worry about who don't like me, who like me. Who cares? Let's go to Zechariah 14:4. On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem, and the Mount of Olives will be split into two from east to west, forming a great valley with half the mountain moon from the north and half from the south. Come on, man. There's going to be a division. There's going to be a split. It's going the two-thirds from the one-third. We keep saying that over and over, but we have to let the Most High speak. See, we have to let the Most High talk. Let's go to Ezekiel 3:12. Then the Spirit took me up, and I heard behind me a voice of great rushing, saying, blessed be the glory of the Lord from his place. Now, we know that blessed is a curse word come from Satan. We understand that. But there's going to be favor upon you. When you are favored by Yah, there's going to be a certain presence that you carry in these last days. There's going to be a certain presence that you carry in these last days that people going to look at you and say, you're not an African-American. You're not no Negro. You ain't no color. You an indigenous Israelite that comes and is favored by the Most High Yahweh. That's why they try to come up with all kinds of lies. And now they're talking about down in Florida, talking about we need to start preaching and start teaching slavery was a benefit to African Americans. See, I'm going to tell you something right now. The 2/3 are going to fall for that. The 1/3 already know we're the original indigenous people. Stop, let them get under your skin. Let them niggas live, because when Yahweh comes here, they already know what time it is. Psalms 115:3. But our Yah is in the heavens. He has none whatsoever he has pleased. Woo, come on. He's not pleased. He is not pleased whatsoever. He's nowhere near pleased. Oh, well, you do you and I'm just going to do me. You know what I'm saying? That's why Yah is going to separate 2/3 from 1/3, because 2/3 of black folks, I'm telling you right now, and don't let the people in the highway, the byway fool you. Don't let them niggas fool you. Them niggas in the highway, the byway are lying to you, talking about that you're going to make it. 2/3 of black folks are not going to fucking make it. I don't give a damn what nigga from the highway, the byway say what. 2/3 of black folks will not make this bitch. It's too much celebrity worshiping. You heard what Boosie said last night. You heard what Beyonce said last night. You heard what Jay-Z said last night. These are the niggas that's going to be up out of here along with Caucasian Americans. 90% of Caucasian Americans. Now, there are some Caucasians that know who we are. They know that Judah is going to run this bitch. And they're going to understand. They're going to have to be humble and letting Judah teach them, and they have to learn from Judah. But as far as everybody else is concerned, everybody gonna get the same treatment. Why you think all this stuff is coming? Now they trying to bring back COVID. This is a spiritual war, guys. This is a spiritual war. I'm gonna say it one more time to people in the back. This is a spiritual war. This is not a thing that you could be playing around with. I am saying, yes, go get your guns. Go get your knives. Get your swords. But at the end of the day, you have to have Yah. One thing about me is this. I'm going to make sure me and my son are taken care of. I'm going to have insurance policies, right? Yes, you have faith in Yah. Yes, then you have swords. Yes, then you have guns. Yes, you don't have the faith in the gun. You don't have faith in the sword, but you have faith in Yahweh. See, man has a reverse. Oh yeah. The Most High, yeah, that's cool. But I got faith in this Glock. I got faith in this switch. I got a faith in this sword. No. Y'all got it backwards. The gun and the sword is just armor around you. But Yahweh, at the end of the day, is your ultimate protection. Let's go to Job 40:12. Look on everyone that's proud and bring him low and trend down the wicked in their place. Come on, man. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about one more time here. Look on everyone that is proud and bring him low. How many times did your family try to bring you down? They proud of that. Oh, I wouldn't move to that city. You know what I'm saying? You need to stay here with your family. You know, we family. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stay together. Phooey. If you're going to elevate as a human being, if you're going to elevate spirituality, why not move to another place? The whole world is not in Atlanta, Georgia. The whole world is not in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The whole world is not in Chicago, Illinois. The whole world is not in St. Louis, Missouri. The whole world is not in Jacksonville, Florida. The whole world is not in Miami, Florida. If you're going to elevate as a human being, if you're going to elevate, you're going to keep elevating, keep elevating, keep elevating, keep elevating, keep elevating. The Most High is putting us in places right now. The Most High is putting us in places. Yes, sir. He's putting us in places, man. I'm telling you, his one-third is going to be out of here before the real judgment of America happens. But I'm telling you, it's happening. It's happening right now in front of everybody's face. Let's go to Deuteronomy 33 and 29. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is light unto thee. O people saved by the Lord, the shield of my help. What I just got done saying? Your faith in Yahweh, the faith in Yahweh is your shield. Your gun and your sword is just extra protection. But Yahweh is really your shield. Right? The word speaks in parable. I keep telling everybody that. The word speaks in parable. If Yahweh is moving through you, the word should flow like water. Listen to this. The shield of my thy help, who is the sword of thy excellency, that thy enemy should find liars until thee, and thou shalt tread upon the high places. Come on, man. Don't sit up there and trip because you ain't got no new Bugatti. Don't sit up there and trip by no mansion. The Most High got, man, he's got rivers of gold, man, milk and honey waiting for you, man. He got a mansion so damn big, you can't even imagine. You can't even imagine what Yahweh has for you. And you sit up here tripping about what Jay-Z and Beyonce got. Man, fuck them niggas. Them niggas ain't doing nothing. They sold their souls. They gonna get eternal damnation. Go to Deuteronomy 32 and 13. He made him rile the high places of the earth, that he may eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. Let's go to Isaiah 25 and 10. For the mountain shall hand of the Lord rest, and my shall be trodden down under him, even as stone is trodden down for the dug hill. Okay? Now, hold on. Sorry about this, people. Hold on for one moment. Hold on. Let's go to Psalm chapter 1, 1 through 3. And it teaches that those who properly respect Yah's word will enjoy spiritual prosperity and spiritual success. Now, listen to what it says. Those who properly respect, not sitting up there speaking in tongues, that don't make no damn sense whatsoever. That has nothing to do with the Holy Spirit. Not sitting up there collecting the offering every 15, 20 minutes while you try to preach the word. Those who properly respect Yah's word will enjoy spiritual prosperity. Listen, that's what prosperity, that's what people get, this will cruffle old dollar. He eventually said, I got this wrong, but see, you made your bed, you lying, and you must pay for what you have said. You must pay for what you have done. You must pay for what you have preached to Yah's people. You have to pay for that. Excuse me. Those who properly respect Yah's word will enjoy spiritual prosperity. He didn't say man's prosperity. It's spiritual prosperity. See, this is the reason why these pastors, when the Most High comes here, he has to cast judgment on these pastors because they took his word and they got rich off of it. They got fed on the hog with it. They got all these private jets. They got all these private mansions. They got all these Bugattis. They got all these Bentleys. They got all these limousines. They got all this garbage. But at the same time, they are not preaching what prosperity, success. They're not preaching spiritual prosperity. They're not preaching spiritual success. They are not doing it. They're only preaching what man, Federal Reserve notes. That's right. They're preaching Federal Reserve notes. Y'all better start paying attention, man. Y'all better start getting it together, man. Those who properly respect Yah's word will enjoy spiritual prosperity. Stop giving your pastor $2,000-$3,000 of your damn money every single Sunday so you can get some damn prosperity, so he can put his hands all over you and, oh, you got prosperity. That's bullshit. You're supposed to have spiritual prosperity when you respect Yah's word. And guess what? With spiritual prosperity, you will never fall. Come on, let's talk about it. You will not fall. And spiritual success. That means you're going to be one with Yah. You're going to take office with Yah. That's spiritual success. Not no multi-billion dollars in your bank account. That's Federal Reserve notes. You have to serve Satan to get that type of money. You have to serve Satan to get that new movie role. You have to serve Satan to have 500 a million followers. You have to serve Satan to be number one on Spotify. Doja Cat. Oh yeah, Doja Cat. You have to serve Satan to get 100, 200, 300 million dollar basketball and football deals. You have to serve Satan to get the number one tour in the world. You have to serve Satan to do all this stuff, to get private jets and to have bitches all over the place and faggots all over the place. You have to serve Satan to get all these things. But Yahweh said, if you respect my word, you will get spiritual prosperity. There's a difference between success as far as Federal Reserve notes and what man considers success and what the Most High considers prosperity and success. This is why I'm telling you right now, when Yahweh brings, I'm telling you, he's whooping so much ass, it's going to be ridiculous. See, we man, please. Please. Let's talk. Let's talk. We're going to talk today, baby. Let's go to Hebrew 1 and 3. Who bring the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all the things of the word of his power. He, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the mercenary on high. So what is he saying? When he's saying that? I'm sorry, hand of the majesty, right hand of the majesty on high. Let's read that one more time. Who bring the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all the things by the word of his power. So he's saying, when I speak, there's power to it. We must hold on to what I'm saying. But see, everybody keep talking about, oh, they go that white man's book. Oh, he got a white man's book. He got a white man's book. But then you go turn right around and show me a book that was written by a Jewish man. Jewish is like, not the real thing, right? We already know by reading Deuteronomy 28 that we are the chosen Jews. We are the chosen people. Who bring the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Come on, man. Come on. Hold on for one minute. I apologize. Hold on for one moment. Sorry about that. I apologize. Anyway. So, what was that? Okay, yeah. So, anyway. So, when the Most High is speaking, we must listen. We must uphold all the things by the word of his power. There's a power in the name of Yahweh. Yes. Why do you think they want to keep giving you Jesus? Why do you want to think they're going to keep you giving you God? We already know that in the commandments that not to worship other gods before me. Why would he call himself a God? That don't make sense. That don't make a bit of lick of sense. But we continue to do it because we keep listening to the white scholars. These white scholars, they try to tell you about these white scholars, white scholars, white scholars. Oh, yeah, well, Jesus said this on this day, and Jesus said that on that day. And Jesus, his name is not Jesus, that's Caesar Bogia. We must bring all the things by the word of his power. We have to start saying Yahweh. It's Yah. Let's go to Psalm 91, okay? Verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide the shadow of the Almighty. Come on. You're going to be protected. You're protected. When you say Yahweh, that's a power in that, man. Do you understand that? That's power in saying Yahweh. Let's go to Psalm 91, verse 3 through 16. Surely he delivered from the snare of the fowler and the nonsome Palestine. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. The Most High said he's gonna take you under his wing. But do we really trust Yahweh? See, we sit up here, we believe everything man's saying. We believe everything Joe Biden is saying. We believe everything Kamala Harris is saying. We believe everything Donald Trump is saying. But are we believing everything Yah is saying? That is the thing. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fleeth by day, nor by the Palestine that walketh in the darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth thou at noonday. A thousand shall fall by thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. Only thy eyes shall behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou shalt make the house the Lord, which is my refuge. Even the Most High, thy habitation that shall no evil befall thee. So what is he saying? What is he saying? What is he saying in his word? He's saying that if you have the eyes for Yahweh, no wickedness should come before you. How many times you walked outside and it was a whole bunch of birds on your front lawn? That, because evil was coming your way. Evil was coming your way. But guess what? The birds represent the shield that the wickedness have to get away from. Somebody was going to come to your house and break into your house and kill you and your children. But the birds said, you will not be doing that today. Come on. He speaks in parables. Do you understand the Most High use animals to even shield evil away from you? Yes, we can talk about celebrities all day long. Yes, we can talk about what happened in Montgomery, Alabama all day long. Yes, we can talk about Donald Trump all day long. But we have to talk about this because this is important. The Most High is putting it into my heart to speak today. We're going to do it today. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. COVID. When you have Yahweh on your side, when you believe in Yah, you have faith in Yah, even COVID won't even touch you. Everybody around you can have COVID, and you will not touch COVID whatsoever. How do I know? I experienced it myself. I had my wife, she had COVID, but me and my son didn't. Isn't that crazy? My wife got COVID, but me and my son didn't. And we all live in the same house. That tells you right then and there, when you have Yahweh on your side, when you pray to Yahweh, and not to Jesus, but when you pray to Yahweh, things like these things won't happen to you. They try to come up with a new COVID. They got a new COVID now. Now they got a new COVID booster. Now they got a new COVID vaccine. But guess what? The plagues won't even touch you. Woo, come on. For he shall give his angels charge over thee. Come on. You got angels around you. When you pray to Yahweh, he gives you angels. He assigns angels to you. Okay, yeah. King Jude 23 over here. Yeah, I'm gonna put three angels over him right now because sometimes, you know, he don't know what he be doing. Sometimes he be falling short of me. Sometimes he don't know his ass from a hole in the ground. So the angels just cover him. So when he acts stupid, guess what? You can still cover him. When Sheila Kalulu, when she acts up, she's a good sister. Good, don't get me wrong, but sometimes she falls short. When Sheila Kalulu falls short, then you pick her up. He gives angels authority over protecting you, to keep thee in all thy ways, and that shall bear up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Come on, man. You hitting your foot against a stone every single day in life. Oh, man, that my coworker always throwing some bullshit. So what? My manager always throwing some bullshit. So what? You hitting your foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and a ladder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under the feet. Come on, man. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under feet. What are they saying? Even the mightiest lion, even the most fieriest dragon, they could throw everything they could throw at you. They're gonna trample at your feet. You will be under your feet when you are speaking Yah, when you have Yah on your team, when you have Yah on your side, when Yah has his favor over you. Even the mightiest dragon, lion, is gonna be trampling on your feet. Come on, man, talk to me, somebody. Because he hath set his love upon me. Because he said he loves you. He loves you. He ain't gonna let nothing happen to you when as long as you have his favor. He ain't gonna let nothing happen to you. And even when you leave this place, it's still not gonna happen to you. When you go to the next dimension, he got another job for you. He got something else for you. We got to stop sitting up here and acting like that everything your pastor and your local politician is saying is the truth. It's not the truth. It's Yahweh. We have to get back to the word. I even hear Christians say, oh, you know what? Sometimes, man, you know, the Bible don't really say all that. I mean, come on, man. But you go to church every single week and you listen to a faggot tell you bullshit about prosperity? Yes. Most of your pastors are homosexual. That's facts, man. Why you think homosexuality is taking over these churches? Y'all better start paying attention to what's really going on out here. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Come on, man. The Most High said he's going to honor you. He's going to give you high honor because you kept his word. Oh, but that's that white man's book, right? That's a white man's book. The white man wrote that book. But then you turn right around and give me some etiology that makes no fucking sense. You turn around and show me young Pharaoh, then he don't make no fucking sense. How he gonna sit up there and tell you that a woman was the first one to come here, and the Most High even said that he brought Adam, and he knew Adam was gonna be lonely, so he brought Eve from what? His rib. So why would I listen to somebody like young Pharaoh, and the Most High is speaking, and he's saying that I drew a woman from a man's rib? Come on, man. She's supposed to be your side. He's supposed to be by your side. Not above and behind, but below you, but by your side. And both of you could do great things. But also, both of you could do a lot of bullshit, too. Look what happened to Adam. Because he listened to Eve and didn't listen to Yahweh. They both got in trouble. They both recognized they was naked, right? Come on. But you're going to tell me, oh, they go to that white man's book. They go to that white man's book. He's going to read that white man's book, y'all. Man, please. Eat 3,000 of them. Anyway, with long life will I satisfy him and stow him my salvation. Come on, man. He's telling you that if you read my word and you honor my word, I will honor you. Can you imagine Yahweh honoring you? Can you imagine when you finally leave from this dump and you got people clapping? Got people clapping. Yeah, there you go, man. It was touch and go for a moment, dog. It was touch and go for a moment, bro. Yeah, it was touch and go for a moment, but you pulled through. Can you imagine Yahweh saying, man, welcome my faithful servant, and he has his hand spread, ready to give you a hug? Come on, man. But I guess that Bugatti is more worth it than that, right? Man, come on, man. Are you fucking serious? Are you out your mind? y'all a bunch of idiots, man. I tell you that much right now. Let's go. Let's see. Hold on for one moment. Let's go to Psalms 83, verse 18. That men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, art of the Most High all over the earth. Now, I'm going to say this right here. Some people call him Jehovah. Some call him Yahshua. Some people call him Yahweh. But we all know ain't no damn Jesus Christ. That's for damn sure. No, we need to stop that. Hold for one minute. I apologize. Yeah, see, so anyway, apologize about that. Sorry. So we already know his name is not Jesus Christ. We already know his name is Yahweh. We already know that. So or some people call Yahshua or Jehovah but we already know that Jesus Christ is not his real name, right? Okay. Let's go to let's see. Let's see. Let's go to this. Let's go to this scripture right here. The Lord Yah is my strength, and he will make my feet like hen's feet, and he will make me walk upon my high places to the chief singer of my stringed instruments. Come on, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, man. Let's talk about it. He will make me walk upon my high places. See, you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about. And this is the thing that's killing me with people. When you with Yahweh, only thing you gotta do is make a first step towards Him. He's gonna take you to many places, man. You're gonna be like, man, I thought I'd never be here. Just like with me, I thought I was gonna be in the hood the rest of my life. There was no time that I was gonna experience Puerto Rico. There was no time I was gonna experience the Bahamas and go outside the country and see other places and see other cultures and all that other stuff. I was in the hood most of my life. I was in the projects most of my life. I was in the trenches most of my life. But when you have Yah on your side, He will take you to high places. That's just a little small example. Don't let nobody tell you that you're going to stay at the bottom all your life. Don't let your family tell you that you're going to stay down here all your life, that you're going to stay in Atlanta all your life. If you're going down to Miami, you're going to expand. Now, don't get me wrong. As a human, I would say, no, I wouldn't live in Miami. I wouldn't live in Miami. But, hey, if the Most High is calling you to go down to Miami and to elevate your spirituality, elevate you as a whole human being, you better be on the first plane down to Miami. If the Most High is calling you to go to Arkansas and to expand your horizon, damn it, go to Arkansas. If He's telling you to go to Houston, Texas, damn it, go to Houston, Texas. Don't let nobody keep you bind. Don't let nobody keep you. As long as you have Yahweh, He's going to take you to what? High places. But don't go with just your ass and a couple of little dollars, and you think you're gonna make an impact. You have to have Yah with you, man. Now here we go right here. I was trying to look for this earlier in the podcast. Apologize about this. We're gonna go off the World English Bible. Now, the World English Bible is even saying this. For behold, Yahweh comes out of His place. He comes out of what place? He's coming from the heavens. He's coming from His place, from His dwelling. What's His dwelling? His home. Home is heaven, right? He's coming out of heaven to come down to tread on the high places of the earth. Why you think all these wildfires are coming? Wildfires, these fires are called cleansing. They're cleansing. It's just a cleansing. Fire equals cleansing. I'm going to say that one more time. Fire equals cleansing. Yes, it does. It equals cleansing. So when you see this stuff going in Maui, when you start seeing this stuff going all over Canada, when you start seeing this in Florida, when you start seeing this in Texas, when you start seeing this in Chicago, when you start seeing this in New York, because New York, trust me, New York is a merchant state. New York is going to be underwater. And this is not a thing that I'm just predicting because I hate New York so much. First of all, I don't hate nobody in New York. And all my brothers out there in New York who listen to this podcast, man, shout outs to you. But I'm telling you right now, New York is going to go and face judgment. California is a merchant state. They are going to suffer. They are going to get the Most High's punishment. Why? Because they have been disobedient to Yahweh. They have been disobedient. And they know they have been disobedient. They clearly have been disobedient. They doing all this shady stuff. They doing all this, drink piss and eat poop. All this other stuff. They doing all this rituals. They doing all this Freemasonry. They doing all this stuff here, man. And I am telling you right now, the Most High is going to cast judgment. He's doing it slowly but surely. Look what happened to Florida last year with the storms. Look at Fort Myers. Fort Myers was in West Palm Beach. They was obliterated through the storm because a lot of them are serving Satan. That's true. It's a lot of Satan worshipers in Florida. It's a lot of Satan worshipers in Georgia. Yes, sir. Just because you live in Atlanta doesn't mean you're going to escape this. Yes, some of his one-third is in Atlanta, in the city of Atlanta. Yeah, some of his one-third is in Georgia. But that don't mean that everybody's going to be saved because there's a whole lot of black people in Georgia. That don't make sense. We know that 85 to 90% of black folks do the same thing white folks do. Same, I'm telling you, that's facts. Go turn on the news right now. Any kind of situation that happened, you're going to see black folks, you're going to see white folks. They're going to get the same judgment. So when I hear, oh, well, you know, white folks, they're going to be in slavery and all black people, they're going to go with Yahweh. That don't make sense. All these sororities and fraternities, that's nothing but Satan worshiping. And black folks are in deep into sororities and fraternities. So two-thirds of black folks are going to get the same fucking punishment as white folks are. And other Gentile ethnicities. But not all Gentile is going to fall. See, that's the thing that's killing me. How can you sit up here and say that all Gentiles are going to go to the brimstone? That don't make sense. If you know who John Brown is, John Brown was a slave rebellion. He was white. He was white as the driven snow. But he fought other slave masters for Yahweh's people. And he's going to do that again. He's going to do it again. He's going to have people of Gentile descent go fight for Yahweh. That's just facts. So why would you get up there with a straight face and sit up there and say, well, you know what? I'm going to be real, dog. All white people, they're going to suffer. How do you know? You don't know that, Negro. Two-thirds of black folks is going to suffer. When COVID came out, there was some two-thirds of black folks were the first ones in line to get the jab. You think the Most High is going to save these folks? Man, you lost your damn mind. They ain't going to save them. They didn't have no faith. So this goes back to what I was saying. So when you have faith in Yah, he's going to elevate you to higher places. Yes. So, yeah. You have to get your ass kicked. But you have to get your ass kicked every once in a while. Yes, you have to get your ass kicked. But the Most High said, if they talked about you, they talked about me even more. Who the hell are you that you gonna go through the thing and you gonna escape free? No, you gonna get some of this. You gonna get some punishment because the Most High have to have his trust in you. He has to have his trust in you. He has to trust you and he has to build you up, and he has to trust you. Most High has to trust you too. Because this is going to get ugly. When I say this is going to get ugly, it's going to get ugly. There's going to be time there's going to be no food. There's going to be times when there's going to be no electricity. There's going to be the power grid's going to be out. Who can the Most High trust? Can he trust you? Can he trust you to keep his name? Because eventually the internet's going to be gone. Oh, yeah, the internet's going to be gone and everything. Yes, the internet's going to be gone. They're going to take the internet away. The internet is bringing too many eyes now. See, all the stuff they used to hide, they can't hide no more. What the Most High say in his word? The truth will be revealed. It will be revealed. But Satan is trying, slowly but surely, trying to cover it up. But then he can't cover it up. Eventually, the truth will be revealed. He covering the faces of the judges thereof. That's why the Santas is sitting up there talking about, oh, well, tell black folks that slavery was beneficial for them. Man, come on. Come on, man. Nobody's believing that garbage. Nobody's believing in that. But as long as I can continue to pretend that we are high in it, I feel good. I make white people feel comfortable. I make Caucasians feel comfortable. Oh, yeah. As long as I can make Caucasians feel comfortable, they will vote for me. As long as I make Caucasians feel comfortable, then we ain't got to worry about that. And I'm telling you right now, the Most High is coming for his people. The Most High is coming for his people, man. And white people will serve 1,000 years of slavery under Satan. That's facts. You can't hide this. Ain't nothing about this you can hide and say, oh, man, what we got to do? Man, there's nothing you can do. The Most High is waking up now, man. See, in Deuteronomy 28, when he put the curses on Israel, he turned his back on Israel because Israel was living foul, man. When the Most High got us out of slavery the sixth time out of Egypt, he got us food, he got us water, he gave us a trail and a map, he gave us everything to get out of Egypt. And what did Israel still do? Complain. Well, I know we got this vegetables and we got water and stuff, but where the meat at, dog? Where the meat at, dog? The Most High got tired of that. He had to get he killed so many people that day. He was gonna get rid of all Israel. Moses had to get on his hands and knees and beg Yahweh and say, please don't get rid of all Israel. Please. And he heard Moses. And he said, oh, but this is the thing. It's going to be a separation between the two-thirds and the one-third. There's going to be a separation. There has to be a separation. The bloodline of the people who still complaining, even after the Most High got them out of Egypt for the sixth time, is still running around here. Yeah, I know I got food to eat. I got a roof on top of my head. I know all that, dog. I understand, bro. But I'm gonna be real with you. I need a big booty bitch, bro. I know, bro. Yeah, I know that he's making a way down no way. But man, that Bugatti right there, dog. Nigga need that Bugatti, dog. I gotta do something, man. And then all of a sudden, here comes Satan. Well, you want that Bugatti, dog? Well, you gotta sell your soul to me. Boom, gotcha. Gotcha. You complain too damn much. It's too much complaining. And that's why the Most High is doing fire right now. Fire is cleansing. We can't keep helping you niggas. We can't keep helping people who continue to disobey my name, who continue to disobey me. We can't keep doing this. It's too much disrespect. It's way too much disrespect, man. Way too much disrespect. Let's go to Malachi. Let's go to Malachi. Let's see. Hold on. I'm sorry. Apologize. Let's go to 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Come on, man. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Come on, man. Come on. Did I just got done saying this? There's going to be a cleansing. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and its works will be laid bare. Man, come on. Come on. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. See? When you hear all these people on YouTube, well, the end of the world is going to happen October this, and the end of the world is going to happen April that. Man, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They're talking outside their ass. The Most High said, I will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. It's going to be a roar that nobody never heard before, ever. The elements will be destroyed by fire. Come on, man. Come on. I just got done saying fire is cleansing. You see how the word, the Most High bring his word in the parables? Come on, man. Okay, let's look at Psalm 46:6. Now, we only got a couple more minutes in this podcast. Nation rage, nations, kingdoms crumble, the earth melts when he lifts his voice. Come on, man. Come on, man. We're going to Second Peter 3:10. He said he'll come like a thief. And then in Psalm 46:6, it said nations will rage, man. Nations will rage. It will be civil war, man. What do you think is happening to America? Sarah Palin already called for civil war. She's already called for civil war. But what happened with Trump in Atlanta? I keep telling you, they're using Atlanta to start a racial and a civil war. They're using what happened in Atlanta with Trump to for a civil and a racial war. It is happening, people. The kings will crumble. Saudi Arabia, Dubai. The earth will melt when he lifts his voice, man. Come on. The earth will melt. He will raise his, he will lift his voice, and the earth will melt. Can you believe that? Let's go to Psalm 68 and 2. As smoke is blown away, you will drive them out. As wax melts before the fire, the wicked will perish in the presence of the Yah. Come on, man. The wicked will perish. That's why I say 90% of white folks and 2/3 of black folks got to be done away with, because the Most High can't do nothing with that wickedness. Oh, you could be a sissy. You could be a transgender. You could be a non-binary. All this other bullshit. It will be perish in the presence of Yahweh. One more. We're going to do one more. We're going to get up out of here. Let's go to Psalm 97 and 5. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of Yah, before the Lord of all the earth. Come on, man. Then he just got done saying that the earth will melt at when he lifts his voice. And then we go right into Psalm 97 and 5. And it says the mountains will melt like wax at the presence of Yah, before the Lord of all the earth. He is saying, when I raise my voice, mountains will melt. The earth will melt. Y'all can't imagine, because you ain't got no faith. There is no faith. All you do is go to church once a week, and you listen to some faggot to preach to you, yeah, and whoo, and he's shucking and bucking and bullshitting, and but you not getting no spiritual growth. Let's go to Judges 5:4. Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, when thou mightest went out of the field of Elam, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. The clouds also dropped water. The clouds also dropped water. That's not no damn harp. See, the harp is not going to be no more. This is coming from the heaven. It's going to drown this place. Because this place, the fire had to cleanse, and then you had to rinse everything off with water. We're going back to the biblical times again, people. I know you say, man, come on, we ain't going back to the biblical times, King Judah 23. Man, you out your mind. We ain't going out. We ain't doing out. Yes, we will. We're going back to the biblical times. We're going back to the biblical times. Yes, we are. We're going back, man. Psalm 68 and 2. Now I'm really done. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melted before the fire. Come on, man. Do you see how the Most High speaks in parables? So let the wicked perish in the presence of Yah. I mean, come on, man. So when you hear your family member talking about, you can't judge me. Oh, when you hear your family member talking about, well, it ain't gonna hurt for me to go shake my ass in the club. It ain't gonna hurt for me to go do this, do that, and do homosexual stuff. It ain't gonna hurt nobody. You know, I'm just doing me. Let them live. Let them niggas live. But when 68 and 2 says, as smoke is driven away, so them away as wax melted before the fire, so let the wicked perish in the presence of Yahweh. It don't matter if it's just your mama. It don't matter if it's your daddy. It don't matter if it's your brother or sister. If they wicked, they will perish in the presence of Yah. Woo! I love it today, man. I love it. Anyway, please follow me. Please follow me on Instagram at KingJudah23, KINGJUDA23. And also, please, 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 please follow me on Facebook at Judah Life, JUDAHLYFE. Not LIFE, LYFE. Peace and favor, because the Most High gives favor. Satan blesses. Peace. One love.